Kiddushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ho'ish mekadesh boy u'bishluchoy. A man can be mekadesh a woman, both him and al yidei his shliach. Before we get to the din of shlichus, which is really the ikar din of the Mishnah, let's discuss a fascinating contrast, a few points, between the loshon of the Mishnah in the beginning of the first Perek in Kiddushin and the Mishnah over here. Over there, the Masechta starts, ho'ish niknes. So first of all, the stress over there is on the Isha, and over here is on the Ish. Ho'isha is niknes, and ho'ish does. The fact that the Isha over there is mentioned in the passive, that she's konui, somebody else is being kind to her, is because the ganze kicha, the whole maisa kedushin, is made by the man. Over here, ho'ish mekadesh, he does it. Another chiluk that we haven't pointed out is that the Mishnah uses the lashon over here of Kiddushin, which would seem to be the Iker. The Iker of the marriage, we call it Kiddushin. But the Mishnah over there doesn't say Ho'isha Niskadeshes. It says Ho'isha Niknes, Beloshon Kinyan. And really the whole context over there, the first parak, with all the Kinyonim of Eved Ivri and Eved Knaini and Behemagasa and Behemedaka, is all on the background of the Kinyan of Ho'isha Niknes. And L'chor, the Bira Advarim has to be, what the Rishonim understand al pi the Gemara, is that the Loshon HaTorah is ki yikach ish isho ubo oleo. So the Torah puts first that the Maisa that makes them into man and wife is Kiddushin, and ubo oleo, which is the Nisuin, comes afterwards. The Ishus is primarily the Nisuin. Avada, the Ishus is a product of the Kiddushin. If a man is born a woman as a Pnuya, it doesn't create any halachic relationship. It's a Maisa Znus, a Maisa Ponu Boal HaPnuya. Mashenkin Ho'ish, that's Mekadesh, the Boaleo, that's the Ishus. So since the Torah puts first the Kinyan, the Kiyikach Ishisha, what the nature of that Kiyikach Ishisha, we learn out from Kiyikach Ishisha, Mr. Ephraim. But the Boaleo is then the second stage. The Mishnah over here puts it into its more natural place, not as a kinyan which makes the issues, but as the issues. But Be'etzim, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about the Kiddushin. Not only that, only the Kiddushin one could do b'shlichus. There is no shlichus when it comes to Nisur. So the Mishnah Avada is talking about a Maisa Kiddushin, but still the Mishnah calls it Mekadesh Boy. We call Mikudeshes Eina Mikudeshes. We're going on the Maisa Kiddushin. But the Loshon Kiddushin Be'etzim is shaykh to the Kiddusha, is shaykh to the marriage itself, is shaykh to the Ubo'olel. Good, that's the context over Ish Mekadesh Boy Ubishluchay. Now, as far as the Etzim din Shlichus, the Gemara says that the Makar of Shlichus B'chol HaTori Kula is actually not in the context of Gerushin and Kiddushin. The concept exists all the way in Pashas Boy, where the Torah says by the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, V'shochtu oisei kol kal adas Yisrael. Listen to the words of the Pasuk. V'shochtu, they shall shecht it. All of Klal Yisrael shechts it, as all of Klal Yisrael do a Maisa Shechita together. The Teretz is, the Maisa Shechita is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It's done by one person on behalf of everybody. It's called that they all do it. So we see over here an extra Tosefes from the Teretz, saying that the Maisa Shechita has to be done by the representative. It has to be done, every single person has a mitzvah of Shechitas Korban Pesach. When the representative, i.e. the shliach, does the shechita on behalf of all the people that he's representing, it's not just that it becomes everybody's Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was set aside, it was niskadish for everybody. But the maisa shechita is kium of everybody's maisa kedushin, of everybody's maisa shechita, and that means that over here, the shliach that's representing the Baal, it's as if the Baal was Mekadesh Mamish. Now, the Mishnah does say, Ish Mekadesh Boy u'Bishluchoy. So the Rav points out from the Gemara that the Boy comes before Bishluchoy. This is what's known as the famous Klal of Mitzvah Boy Yoisem u'Bishluchoy. There's a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam L'chore has over here a clear Makor to his Shita that there's a mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa of Kiddushin. The Rosh in the beginning of Ksubas argues on that. He says, Kiddushin is a hechsher that you need in order to have children. The mitzvah that's incumbent on a man is the mitzvah not to get married, it's the mitzvah to have a family, to have children. A man is mechuyev and peruvu, a woman's not. So a man has to get married, that's the mitzvah of Kiddushin. But not that ki yikach ish isha is a mitzvah seh deraisa. The Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam l'shitose holds that the bracha that the Masada Kedushin makes, the Rambam holds as a birchas hamitzvah, and if it's not made over l'asiyoson, so then that's it, you can't make the bracha. The Rosh holds a birchas hashvach l'shitose. It's hard to understand, like the other Rishonim, that hold that there's no mitzvah, what's mitzvah bo yoysimi b'shluchai. You'll have to say that this klal of mitzvah doesn't only refer to a mitzvah that's a chiyuv, but anything that's worth doing, anything the Rebbein Shalom wants a yid to do, avad it's more covered for the Rebbein Shalom, it's more covered for a yid's life of kiyum Torah mitzvahs when he does it ba'atzmo and not al yidei shliach. The Mishnah then says, Ho'isha miskadeshes bo b'shlucho. The Gemara learns out that shlichus for an ish to be mekadesh, also the concept is also by a isha, that a isha could be miyachet a shliach to be mekabel kedushin. Same way the father is mekabel kedushin, but over there we have a shaila, which is really the next in the Mishnah. Ish mekadesh is bitoy kishihi nairo. Boy ubishluchoy. A man has a koyach, his biti nosat lish hazeh, the Torah says in Pashki Seitze. The Torah is telling us that a man is biti nosati. He has the schus to be mekabel kedushin for his daughter. He has the bailus in his daughter, legabi kedushin, when she's a ktana. Not only that, but even b'shas nairus. We had a lot about this in Ksubas with the different ramifications of dine Ksuba, etc. But here the Mishnah adds also boy ubishluchoy. So over here also, the din is on boy. The fact that he can make a shlich to be mekabel kedushin, good, anything in the Torah. Once the Gemara learns out kama dinim, that there's shlichus, and then shlichus lab kamaisa is a klal b'chol ha-Torah kula, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be true for his biti nesat l'shazeh. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is, or one of the chiddushim over here, is the lashon boy b'shluchay, that it's also, there's a kedima of boy l'shluchay. Why? B'shlem in the first case, or ish mekadosh boy b'shluchay, there we said mitzvah by yoysimi b'shluchay, because the Torah, according to the Rambam at least, the Torah gave a mitzvah sasem deraisa to the man, he's mechuyiv. And when there's a mitzvah that he yid's mechuyiv, so then there's a din of mitzvah by yoysimi b'shluchay, he should better do it by himself. By a woman, we could say that einach enami, she's taka not mechuyiv to get married. We said, according to the other Rishonim, according to the Rosh, there is no mitzvah to get married, there's a mitzvah to have children. Now, L'chayra, a woman is not mechuyev in pruvu. So L'chayra, we could say, according to the Rambam, that there's no din if a woman is not mechuyev in pruvu, there's no mitzvah to get married. Others say, no. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah, I say, to get married. When a man gets married, he's mekayim mitzvah, I say, deraisa. When a woman gets married, she's also mekayim mitzvah, I say, deraisa. According to the other Rishonim, what we'll say is, L'maisa, she's part of his mitzvah say, there's no way for him to get married with her facilitating. So Mamela, she's called part of the mitzvah. So by her also, it's called a ma'isa mitzvah. And over there as well, there's mitzvah bo yoyse mi b'shluchay. But Lagabi, the father, it's somewhat of a chiddush. There's no chiv on the father to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana. There's no chiv on a father to marry off his daughter. So why would it be called a ma'isa mitzvah that the Mishnah would say also over there, boy ubishluchay, that mitzvah boy yoyis mishluchay. You have to say that a ma'isa kedushin is bechefza b'mehus, it's a ma'isa mitzvah. So if by definition it's a ma'isa mitzvah, it's a ma'isa mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference who's facilitating it. Getting married is a dvar mitzvah. So memela, for anybody who's doing it, there's the klal of mitzvah boy yoyis mibishluchay. One more point is that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Yish Mekadosh Hizbita Kishihi Naira, sounds like only a Naira. The Chiddush is Naira. The Pashtus is a Bita is Nosat L'Yish, as a girl who can't be Miskadosh by herself, a Ktana. A Naira is a Chiddush. Why does the Mishnah say the Lashon of Naira? So you could say, just in order to say the Chiddush, and Kal V'Chayme Ktana. The Gemara L'Maisa adds a point. The Gemara says that it's Ein roi l'odim l'kadosh hizbita shiktano, and the father should wait until the daughter grows up, and she should want to marry the person. Better for Yiddish Shalom Bayis is that she should be a willing partner to the one who the father who the ma'isu she's married to. The father's mekadosh bar kocho, that could lead to problems. So therefore, the Mishnah expresses that by saying Naira as opposed to Ketana. Now the Mishnah adds a few details legabe the Maisa Kedushin. Hoimali Isha, Hiskachili Bitmorazu, Bimiskadeshes to me with this Tomor. And then he says, Hiskachili Bazu. And then he shows her another one. Each time he says, Hiskachili Bitmorazu, he hands her one. What it seems to be is that even though Batsim, you could look at one Maisa Kedushin with a bunch of Tomorrow. But since every time he says Iskachali Bitmarazu, each one is defined as a separate Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, Miyesh Ba'achas Mem Shavu Pruta Mikudeshes. One of them has to be a Shavu Pruta. Vim Lav, if you don't have one of them that's a Shavu Pruta, Enim Kudeshes. And the point over here is that even though Lamaisa Kedushin is Kedushin, and she can only get married one time, and Lamaisa she's getting more than a Shavu Pruta, because Lamaisa she's getting a bunch of Tvarim, but whatever is defined as a Maisa Kedushin, Kishala Atzmoy, has to be defined as a separate Maisa. So you don't have a Maisa Kedushin of a Nesinas Pruta. Loimetzinu Din Zeh B'Mekach, by the way. And that should tell us that there is fundamentally a difference between a Mekach, where maybe we would say that at the end of the day, if Reuven is selling something to Shimon for money, since L'maisa Shimon is being paid, even if he defined it each as a separate Maisa, but the point is more that the Moicha should get from the Lekech an end point of Shava Pruta. Masha'enken over here, Kiddushin is not about getting money. Kiddushin is a Maisa that's done with Kesef. If he says each one as a separate Skachali, each one is a separate Maisa, anyone that's less than a Shavu Pruta is not a Maisa Kedushin. So therefore, none of them are Maisa Kedushin. All of them together also aren't a Tziruf because you need one Maisa Kedushin on more than a Shavu Pruta. And therefore, in Lav, Einim Kudeshes. Bezu u bezu bezu. If he didn't say his Skachli Bitmarazu, he said his Skachli Bitmarazu, Ubazu, Ubazu, and he hands it one at a time. Yes, Shavu Pruta Lukulim Kudeshes. The only thing about one Kodesh is where all of them together are not worth a Shavu Pruta. So the Mishnah adds, Hoyse Chelas Yushayin Rishayin. No, let's say she got one. It's got Shalibi Tamar Zushi ate it. Einem Kodesh is Ad Shihei Ba'achas Mehem Shavu Pruta. Because since he said, it's got Shalibi Tamar Zu Ubazu Ubazu. When is the Gemara of the Kedushin? We said before, if he says Iskachili Bitmarazu, Iskachili Bitmarazu, each Amira of Iskachili is a separate Maisa, and therefore they're not Mitzdarf. If he says Iskachili Bitmarazu, 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 it's not a Maisa until all of them are given. So what's the status of the first two Tamarim until the third one is given? Somebody hands a Kala, a ring. Says Mekadosh, the ring is worth more than Shavu Pruta. But if he hands penny to penny to penny to penny, Rechts is again that the Maisa Kedushin is Nigmar when the whole sum that he pledged, that he's saying he's going to give, is given. So if he says it's Kachali B'tmarazu, 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 it's not a Maisa Kedushin until all of the money is in. Until that point, the Gemara defines it as a Pikodoin. If it's only a Pikodoin, if she ate the first one, so then it's not here anymore. Elamai, the Gemara says, even though it's not here, L'chayim is miskadesh, she was miskadesh, b'tmarazu, 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 two of the three tomorrow are not here anymore, so L'chayim for that itself, it shouldn't be mekudesh. Gemara says, no, you'll say that the amount of dollar and cents value that the tomor has, that factors into the kedushin, and he's mekadesh her with the value of the tomor that was eaten. Let's say each tomor is worth 50 cents. Let's say. So as soon as it's handed to her, she ate 50 cents. So now he's being mekadesh her with the 50 cents of the value of the tomor that she doesn't have to give back to him, that she had a right to eat it. She ate his tomor. It was his because she would have to give him the 50 cents. That 50 cents was now handed to her. And the answer, the reason why that's not a kedushin, is because mekadesh b'milva eino mekudeshes. When a person is mekadesh with a loan, a person is mekadesh an isha with $1 million. Which $1 million? $1 million that she owes to him. They've been in real estate together. She bought from him a property worth $1 million. Now he's saying to, guess what, I'll give you the $1 million. Now, l'chayr, she's $1 million richer. A penny earned is a penny saved is a penny earned. So she is $1 million richer because now she doesn't have a chayv anymore. But she's not getting anything. There's two ways to say that. The simple way would be to say that debt is potential loss. You're not getting something. You're getting that you won't lose. But l'maisa, right now, you're not getting anything. So she didn't get a shav pruta. Even though she could breathe easier because she won't become at a loss of, she won't have a loss of $1 million. But l'maisa, right now, she didn't get $1 million. That's one nusach. In the Rambam, it would seem to be the nusach. The way the Rambam says is sharper. The Rambam says, maybe it's called you're getting money, but it's not called he did a Maisa Kedusha. Maisa Kedusha is not enough that she got money. A Maisa Kedusha means he has to do a Maisa Kicha right now, and the Maisa Kicha has to be done by giving over something definitive right now. By Mekach or Memka, the Rambam would hold that it would work, because by Mekach or Memka, if two people are in business, and Reuven wants to sell a house to Shimon, Shimon says, look, we have $1 million debt between us on a different property. I'll wipe out that debt, connect this. So then that could make the kinyan on the Mecca Chomemka. A penny saved is a penny earned. $1 million saved is certainly $1 million earned. Only by Kedushin, it's not enough to earn money. Kedushin is not about the woman earning money. It's about doing a Maisa of being Mekadosh her with money. L'maisa, he didn't hand her money. She maybe got, but he didn't give. That's the Chayav Imik of the Mishnah. I'm going to point out one more point with Kiveger and Avdim Meluim and Simchot Ches, that what would be if the last Tomer, when he hands her his Kachali B'tmarazu, she eats it, B'tmarazu, she eats it, or B'tmarazu, all of them together, being worth a Shavuot is not going to help because most of the money in the hour is a Chayav. But what happens if the last one is a Shavuot Pruta? He said, you need to have all three of them, the value of all three. The haloi, two of the three were eaten, they're only a choiv, and a choiv doesn't work for Kedushin, like we said. So I'm going to point out, no. If the last one's a shavu pruta, it does work. Because the only one you need intact, she got the other money. Because lamaisa, that choiv, she's not going to have to pay. But the actual nesina of the kedushin, his kachali will be with the last tamar, and the last tamar was intact. So as long as the last one is a shav pruta, that would be okay. Even though the first two now are only given to her in choy form, not in actual handing over of cash form.